14 before the hour, morning air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. A reminder, the March for Life is this Friday. Relevant Radio provides ongoing coverage throughout the day, hourly updates, as well as live reports from our correspondents at the march. And if you're unable to attend the March for Life this Friday, you can still participate in bringing about a culture of life right from your own home this Friday. While thousands march in our nation's capital to end legalized abortion, you can pray and fast in solidarity with them. Go to relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app and click on the hashtag #FastForLife banner. You can sign up. Let us know how you'll be praying, how you'll be fasting to end abortion in the United States this coming Friday. And when you sign up, you'll find information on how to fast and some ideas for fasting alternatives. Plus, you'll find very easy ways to share that hashtag Fast for Life on your Facebook and Twitter pages. And our live coverage for the March for Life is sponsored by Solidarity HealthShare. Begins here Friday morning at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. How many times have you been in company and someone says, now stop me if you've heard this before, but we've got to use that again here. Stop me if you've heard this before. The Little Sisters of the Poor will have their case heard before the Supreme Court yet again. This is part of their years-long fight against the federal contraceptive mandate. The Supreme Court announcing just last Friday that it's going to hear oral arguments in the case of the sisters against the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, which challenged the order's exemption from the contraceptive mandate. Defending the Little Sisters of the Poor, Diana Verm, who's the senior counsel for the Beckett Fund, joining us live from Washington. Diana, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on.
When will this ever end?
Hopefully, the Supreme Court has taken this case to end this once and for all. This could be the last time that the Little Sisters have to go to the Supreme Court, and we're hopeful that it is.
And what's the latest with the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania that is now? Because we know that the Little Sisters have been through the Supreme Court. They won. Here we go again. The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania steps in. What's their contention?
That's right. So the Supreme Court heard the Little Sisters case in 2016. It protected the Little Sisters, and it told the government to find a solution that would work for everyone. The government did that. It exempted the Little Sisters from the HHS mandate and all other religious objectors. But Pennsylvania and New Jersey sued to take away the Little Sisters' protection. So it seems crazy that you would need the Supreme Court to step in and say that the government doesn't have to use nuns to get contraceptives to women, but that's where we are.
Does your argument change before the Supreme Court since you've done this before, Diana, or do you have to amend it based on what's happening now with the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and the Little Sisters?
Sure. So we would love for the Supreme Court to say that the government has to protect the Little Sisters from the HHS mandate once and for all. But this case is also important because Pennsylvania has gone one step further, saying that the government has to force the Little Sisters to pay for contraceptives. Mm-hmm. So that's an argument that could endanger all religious exemptions. And that's not a society that promotes peace and justice that we want to live in.
Is this only the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania? Will, if we are victorious again, and we pray for that before the Supreme Court when you argue, will other states now step up and do what Pennsylvania's been doing?
So Pennsylvania is joined by New Jersey, and there's another case out of California involving California and about 18 other states. So there's a bunch of cases, there's a bunch of states in this case. And if the Supreme Court rules, it'll be an answer for all of those states. So hopefully this will be the last time.
And bigger picture, it was very often we talk about Roe versus Wade, and tomorrow's the 47th anniversary of Roe versus Wade back in 1973, that if the Supreme Court eventually overturns Roe versus Wade in a Republican administration, this is going to become a states' rights issue. So what we see happening here with the Little Sisters and 18 other states is just a microcosm of what could be happening in our states, and thus, as Catholics sitting in the pews, we've got to get involved.
Exactly. It's helpful for people to pay attention to these cases. The Little Sisters, they didn't want to fight the federal government. They don't want to fight the states now. They want to serve the most vulnerable in our society. And in accordance with their faith, a ruling from the Supreme Court that the government has to protect them would allow them to do that.
What are some of the things that you'll say in your argument? What are some of the things you have said in your arguments before the Supreme Court defending the Little Sisters?
So the one thing that we've learned in this case from the very beginning is that the Supreme Court, the government, the states, nobody needs nuns to get contraceptives to women, and we'll be saying that again at the Supreme Court this time. Mm-hmm. We've learned that you don't need nuns to get contraceptives to women. The states haven't proved that they do. They don't have any evidence of anyone who hasn't been able to get contraceptives as a result of this rule. And we're hopeful that the Supreme Court will agree with that argument.
Diana Verm is our guest. She is senior counsel of the Beckett Fund, and we are talking about that the Supreme Court announced on Friday would hear oral arguments in the case against the Little Sisters of the Poor against the state of Pennsylvania, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, challenging the order's exemption from the contraceptive mandate. As you mentioned, in 2016, the Supreme Court sent the case of the sisters and others back to the circuit courts. As we see the complexion of the circuit courts changing in a Republican administration, does this give you hope when things get kicked back to the circuit courts that this will finally be over and a ruling in favor of the Little Sisters of the Poor?
Well, at this juncture, I'm hopeful that the Supreme Court will resolve it once and for all, and so we won't have to get more decisions from the courts of appeals. But we are seeing more and more good decisions coming out of the courts of appeals where judges are really recognizing the importance of religious liberty, and so I'm hopeful about that as well.
Not being legal experts, can you connect the dots for us? Why does the Supreme Court send a case back to the circuit courts? We've heard that happen so many times. Why does that happen?
So in 2016, the Supreme Court heard the Little Sisters case, and it ruled that there was a way. It found that there was a way for the government to resolve the Little Sisters problems without ruling finally on the case. So it sent the case back to the lower courts in that case without issuing a final ruling.
What's the moot in the Beckett Fund as you prepare for oral arguments before the Supreme Court yet again?
So oral argument will probably be in April, and we're optimistic that the court will recognize that the Little Sisters don't need to be the ones to provide contraceptives to women, that there's other ways for states to do this, and we're optimistic that the court will in this case once and for all.
Once again, the Little Sisters of the Poor are going to have their case heard before the Supreme Court yet again. That's right, yet again. If you're looking at the radio saying, wait a minute, haven't you talked about this before? We have, and here it is again in their years-long fight against the federal contraceptive mandate, this time with the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and some 18 other states. The Beckett Fund has been there every step of the way and will be there again defending the Little Sisters of the Poor. Diana Verm is senior counsel of the Beckett Fund. Diana, will be praying for you and the other attorneys at the Beckett Fund and the Little Sisters of the Poor. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
We appreciate your prayers. Thank you.